نعم سيكيني بها.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. So inshallah we'll continue our study of Surah Al-Baqarah. And we are now in the 32nd section, Ruku', starting with the ayah number 243. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim. Alam tara ila alladhina kharaju min diyarihim wa hum ulufun hadar al-maut. Wa qala lahumullahu mutu. ثم أحياهم إن الله لذو فضل على الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون مقاتلوا في سبيل الله واعلموا أن الله سميع عليم من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا فيضاعفه له أضعافا كثيرة والله يقبض ويبسط وإليه ترجعون. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Compassionate. Have you not seen those who abandoned their homes, though they were thousands, for fear of death? Allah said to them, die. Then he gave them life. Surely Allah is full of bounty to people, but most of them do not give thanks. Fight in the cause of Allah and know that Allah hears and knows all things. Who shall lend unto Allah a goodly loan, which he will multiply for him many times over? Allah withholds and outstretches, and unto him shall you be returned. This surah, Surah Al-Baqarah, was revealed after the hijrah of the Prophet ﷺ from Makkah to Medina. And there was the situation that Makkah was under the control of the mushrikeen, the polytheists, and they are the one who expelled Muslims from there. So in this surah you have in a few places the discussion about qital, fighting and defending yourselves and defending your homeland, your place where you, from where you were expelled. So we have a few sections in the past also, in the previous sections, such as ayah number 190 to 193, and then ayah number 216 to 218. In these two places, there was a discussion of qital, fighting. And now, after that, of course, there was some discussion about family life. Now we are coming back to the same point of defending. And in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions history of Bani Israel, history of the children of Israel. So you also remember that the surah talks about Bani Israel a lot. So here in this context also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned some episodes, some events from the history of the children of Israel. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayah number 243, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the Bani Israel, children of Israel, they were expelled from Egypt, from their homes. And they were in thousands, large number of people. So they came out, and then after that, under the leaders of Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam, and they were asked to move from to the land of Palestine. And there they had to defend themselves. They had to go back to that land. Originally, in the time of Yusuf alayhi salam, the time of Yaqub alayhi salam, they were there. So they were asked to go back there. And they had to struggle against some of their enemies. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, reminding the believers that it is important to struggle. To struggle for your rights. And you are struggling your rights, although fighting was something that this was disliked. As was mentioned, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالُ وَهُوَ كُرْهٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. It is prescribed for you to stand up and to defend yourself, even though you dislike it to fight, but sometimes you dislike something and it may be better for you. And sometimes you like something and it is not good for you. So here, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالُ, fighting is prescribed for you. Why it was prescribed? Because to defend your rights, to defend the poor and the oppressed, and also to establish justice in the land. So that was also the mission that was given to Musa alayhi salam, Prophet Moses, and his followers. So they were told that go and defend yourself. But many of them were very reluctant to do that. So Allah is mentioning that they were among, they were thousands, and they were told, they were expelled from their homes because they were afraid of their enemies, and then they were asked to move and they did not move. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, qala lahum allahu mutu, die. That means they died in their in the wilderness. They did not succeed. Or some people say the mutu here does not mean dying literally, biologically, but dying means that you stay in the wilderness and you remain in the captivity. And then one generation passed away and another generation came, or the people became more conscious of their duties and their rights. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revived them, gave them life. And Allah is the one who has bounties upon the people, but most people are ungrateful. So that generation passed away in the wilderness of 40 years. And then under the leadership of new leaders, such as Joshua, they moved, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them success over their enemies. So it is this episode, this story, remind the people that that's what happened in the past. That is, if you are not going to move, then you will go away, and Allah will bring another group of people. وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. As the Quran says in one place, if you turn away, Allah will bring another people, and they will not be like you. So Allah says, وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, fight in the cause of Allah. And actually here it is, the word is فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, that you are not fighting for yourself, you are not fighting for worldly gains, you are not fighting to take over some other people's land and possessions, but the fighting is for the cause of Allah, which means for the cause of justice, for the cause of truth, for the cause of righteousness. So قَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, struggle or fight in the cause of Allah, and know Allah hears and sees, Allah hears and knows. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ, that Allah knows what you say and what you do. Allah is aware of that. And also this struggle requires charity. This struggle requires sacrifice, giving, spending money, using your resources. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, beautiful expression, it says, مَنْ ذَلَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا, who shall lend unto Allah a goodly loan? That you give for the cause of Allah, and whatever you give in charity, Allah considers as a loan. I mean, of course, everything is given to us by Allah. But when we give in the cause of Allah, when we give for the right cause, although the cause is going to help us, help the poor among us, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers that as a qard, as a loan, as if you are giving a loan to Allah. And this is really not a loan to Allah, but this is for the good cause, but Allah considers this as a loan. And then Allah multiplies it in return. So you give whatever you give, and you receive many times more, many more times, much more that you give. So man alladhi yuqridu Allah qardan hasana, who shall lend unto Allah a goodly loan? The Quran has used this expression for the charity, that qard al hasan, that is a goodly loan. Allah has used that in 6 times in the Quran. It is mentioned here in this surah, then also mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah, surah number 5, and then also mentioned in Surah Taghabun, and Surah Al-Muzzammil, and Surah Al-Hadid. So you have several places where this expression is used, qard hasan, aqridu Allah qardan hasana. The believers are those who give in the cause of Allah, give Allah a goodly loan. So Allah considers us as a loan, whatever you give in His cause, and He multiplies that by His blessing. When if you take a loan you give a loan to somebody, or you take a loan from someone, you are not supposed to ask, give more, give me more. But if you give by your own will more, that will be all right. This is good. This is considered as a person takes whatever it is, and they make a return in the better way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a return in a better way. So we are not saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that giving us, give $100 in your cause and you give us back $100. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying we are giving it for the cause of Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers this as a loan, and He gives much more. فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا فَاللَّهُ يَقْبِضُ وَيَبْسُطُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. It is reported that Abu Dahdah al-Ansari, Abu Dahdah was a man from among the Ansar in Medina, he heard this ayah, and he said to the Prophet Allah wants me to give something and He will give me much more. And the Prophet said, yes. So he had a nice garden, and he said, this is the most precious thing that I have, and I want to give it for charity. So Rasulullah ﷺ accepted that, and then he went to his garden, and the family used to live there. And he said to his wife, I have made a bargain with Allah. I have given this garden for the cause of Allah. And his wife said, good for you. Wonderful that you did that. And they all left the garden, and it was given for charity. That was their belief. That's what their conviction, that they, what they give, they will receive much more. مَنْ ذَلَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Allah has asked that. It's a beautiful way of saying give in the cause of Allah. And when you give in the cause of Allah, and giving in the cause of Allah in 2 ways. One of them is to help the poor and the needy, and the other is that you support the good causes. The causes that will help you and your community. فَمَنْ ذَلَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. And Allah will multiply it for you many times. And again and again, this will be not doubling, this will be multiplying 10 times, 70 times, even more. As mentioned in the Quran, in this same surah, in Surah Al-Baqarah, toward the end, that is, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلٍ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ. It's like putting a grain in the ground, and that grain comes out with 7 shoots, and every shoot has 70 grains. So you have Allah yudha'ifu liman yasha, and Allah multiplies for whomsoever He will. Allah yaqbidu wa yabsut. Allah gives more, Allah gives less. Everything is in the control of Allah. Wa ilayhi turja'un. And you are all going to return to Allah. So this is, here you have an emphasis on spending in the cause of Allah, and also especially spending when it comes to the defense of your community, for the protection of your rights, for the protection of your people. And the story was a reference to the to the book of Exodus, as you have it in the Bible, or the Exodus, the Khuruj of the Bani Israel from Egypt and coming into the land of promise. So that is what is mentioned here. And then you have another episode from the story is here. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الْمَلَأِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى إِذْ قَالُوا لِنَبِيٍّ لَهُمْ ابْعَثْ لَنَا مَلِكًا نُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ قَالَ هَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِنْ كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالُ أَلَّا تُقَاتِلُوا قَالُوا وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نُقَاتِلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ قَالُوا وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نُقَاتِلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَقَدْ أُخْرِجْنَا مِنْ دِيَارِنَا وَأَبْنَائِنَا فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلَيْهُمُ الْقِتَالُ تَوَلَّوْا إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ. Have you not seen the chiefs of the children of Israel after Musa, when they said to one of their prophets, appoint for us a king so that we may fight in the cause of Allah? He said, might it not be that if fighting was prescribed for you, you would not fight? They said, how could we refuse to fight in the cause of Allah while we are expelled from our homes and our families? But when they were ordered to fight, they turned back, except a few of them, and Allah knows well the wrongdoers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alam Tara, and also in the previous ayah was used the word Alam Tara, have you not seen? Have you not seen doesn't mean that physically seen. This expression is used in the Quran to mean, have you not considered, have you not reflected on that part of the story? So Rasulullah did not see it, the community did not see it, but it is something that you should reflect on. You know that this story is known, and when you know something from the past, from the history, then reflect on it. History is supposed to take lessons from that. So Allah SWT is referring to the some event from the history of Bani Israel. So Bani Israel were with came out, and they were in the land of Palestine, and under the leadership of after Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam, there were many leaders. These leaders were governing the community, and these leaders were known as judges. So you have in the Bible the book called the Books of Judges, where they tell the names of these judges and their stories are mentioned there. So these judges were ruling, but again the society became weak, and when Israel were not following the teachings of their prophets, and the neighboring community, neighboring people started attacking them. So they were attacked one after another, and then a prophet emerged among them whose name was Prophet Samuel. As Prophet Samuel was trying to reform them and make them better people, and they said to their prophet, pray to God. They said to their prophet, pray to God to give us a king. So they said, we need someone really unite us and be an authority over us, and so that we can defend our country, we can defend our people, and we can protect ourselves and others. So ibas lana malikan nuqatil fi sabilillah. So I mean, if you want to struggle, if you want to have a battle against your enemies, then you have to be together and you have to follow one leader. You cannot haphazardly go here and there, attack. It's not going to help. What is going to help is to unite yourself and to struggle together. So they came to their prophet and said to him, ib'ath lana malikan nuqatil fi sabilillah. Send, raise among us, or appoint for us a king so that we fight in the cause of Allah. So they've thought that judges are not going to do the work. What they need is they need a king. And then that we will be able to fight. So the Prophet said, هَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالُ وَلَّا تُقَاتِلُوا Would it not be that if sure Allah prescribed for you fighting, that you will not fight? And you will say, you will be afraid, and you will not do the work? That requires a lot of sacrifice. That requires a lot of strength and courage. So you might say that, no. Why should we not fight? Why should we not fight in the cause of Allah while we are expelled from our homes, from our families? So if enemy come and take over your land and create problem for you and your families, kill your children, separate you from your families, of course you have a right to stand up and defend yourself. Why should we not do that? Why should we not fight in the cause of Allah? That means this is the cause of justice. This is the cause of defending yourself, defending your rights. So Bani Israel were going through a lot of difficulty and pain at that time. And they were attacked from different directions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, So the Prophet was Prophet Samuel, alayhi salam. He was asking them, reminding them that you have to take it seriously. But what happened? But when the fighting was prescribed for them, they turned away, except a few among them. So they had this kind of problem, and that's why they were defeated by their enemies. That's why they were, because they did not have courage. They did not have unity. They did not have organization. So فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقِتَالُ تَوَلَّوْا إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ. And Allah knows the wrongdoers. Allah knows very well who are the wrongdoers.
وقال لهم نبيهم إن الله قد بعث لكم طالوت ملكا قالوا أن يكون له الملك علينا ونحن أحق بالملك منه ولم يؤت سعة من المال قال إن الله اصطفاه عليكم وزاده بسطة في العلم والجسم والله يؤتي ملكه من يشاء والله واسع عليم والله يؤتي ملكه من يشاء والله واسع عليم وقال لهم نبيهم إن آية ملكه أن يأتيكم التابوت فيه سكينة من ربكم وبقية مما ترك آل موسى وآل هارون تحمله الملائكة إن في ذلك لآية لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين.
Their prophet said to them, indeed Allah has appointed Talut as a king over you. They said, how can he rule over us while we have more might, we have more right to rule than he, and he does not have vast riches? He said, Allah has chosen him over you and has given him ample knowledge and physical stature. Allah grants his authority to whom he pleases. Allah is all-embracing and he knows all things. And further, their prophet said to them, a sign of his authority is that there shall come to you the Ark of the Covenant, in which there is tranquility from your Lord and the relics left by the family of Musa and the family of Harun, borne by the angels. Truly in this is a sign for you if you are believers. So the Prophet reminded them, they asked the king, they asked for a king, and he chose Talut. Talut is the Arabic word, Arabic title for the king. His name in the Bible is mentioned as Saul, S-A-U-L. But Talut is actually more significant because this was a very tall person, Tol. So this was a very tall person, very strong person. So Prophet Samuel, he chose a person whose name was Talut. And he appointed him as a king over children of Israel. And again, the question, They said, how can he be a king? Why didn't you choose somebody else? وَنَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِالْمُلْكِ مِنْ You should have chosen someone from among us, from our group. I mean, whatever he chooses, they will object and say things. So the Prophet was aware of that, the kind of stubbornness that when he told them that first they asked that we'll fight and said, if I told you to fight, then you will not fight. And then you are asking for a king, and if I appoint a king, then you have all kind of questions. So the same thing. So he appointed a king. They wanted to have a king. إِبْعَثْ لَنَا مَلِكًا, send us a king, appoint a king for us. And when he appointed a king, they say, how come this person? So he said, it is Allah who has appointed. It is Allah who has made him a king for you. Now king, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned king in the good sense and king in the bad sense. So king could be a bad king, an oppressive king, an unjust king, just like the king Namrud, who was very arrogant, and he said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, he persecuted Ibrahim alayhi salam. So that is one type of king, but you have kings who are honest king, good king, like Talut. Or you have the king that was in the time of Yusuf alayhi salam, or the king that you have, the Queen Sheba, who was also the queen. So it is different depending on what kind of a ruler is that. If a ruler is just and God-fearing, then it does not make a difference what title you give. You call him king, or you call him caliph, or you call him president, or whatever, or you call him amir or sultan. Various names you can give, but the point is that a person has to be just and fair. So, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ بَعَثَ لَكُمْ طَالُوتَ مَلِكًا. Allah sent for you a king whose name is Talut, Saul. And they said, how can he be a king over us? We have more right to rule and to have the authority. And the other thing is, the other objection there is that this is not a rich man. You have appointed somebody from the ordinary people. He is not a rich man. He is not a person of a lot of wealth. He is not given the vast amount of wealth. He said, "Inna Allah astafahu alaykum." Allah has chosen him above you and over you to be your ruler, to your king. But Allah gave him knowledge. Zadahu bastatan fil ilmi wal jism. So there are two things, that he has a man of knowledge, a man of wisdom, and also a strong man. He's not a sick person. He's not a person who will not be able to control things, but Allah has given him stature. And stature means that he was the tallest man among them. He was a very strong person. Allah has given him knowledge and authority, and Allah has given him a stature. وَاللَّهُ يُؤْتِي مُلْكَهُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And then also he said, it is Allah. Allah chooses whomsoever he wills to rule. Allah gives his kingdom authority whomsoever he will. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah is vast. Allah is vast, and Allah is most knowledgeable. And then the Prophet gave them another sign that this is a king that is really going to help you. Allah said, وَقَالَ لَهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ إِنَّ آيَةَ مُلْكِهِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ التَّابُوتِ. One of the signs of this king is that you will get back your tabut. Tabut was a box that Bani Israel had with them during the time of the judges, and for a long time they had it, and they call it the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant was a kind of a sunduq, a kind of a box in which they used to keep the relics of the time of Musa alayhi salam. Some people say it had the asa of Musa alayhi salam, the stick of Musa alayhi salam. It also had some part of the tablets that were given to Musa alayhi salam, and few other things. Baqiyatu mimma taraka alu Musa wa alu Harun. So these relics, these sacred things, they kept them in a box, and they used to keep it with them for barakah, for the blessing. They used to keep them. And but then the enemies came and they took it away. So the enemies attacked them and they took it away, and so they lost that. And they kept it for almost 20 years with them. Allah says that the king, Talut, during his time, you will regain that box and it will come to you. And it will come to you borne by the angels of Allah. That suddenly it will come to you. تَحْمِلُهُ الْمَلَائِكَ. That it will come in a very surprising way, in a very unexpected way it is going to come. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَةً لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. The story is mentioned in the Bible, in the book of Samuel, and also in some of the Talmuds, in different ways it is mentioned. So here, that is the box is going to come, the tabut is going to come in an unexpected way. تَحْمِلُهُ الْمَلَائِكَ. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. And in this there is a sign for you if you believe. So Prophet told them that this person is the person of knowledge, and this person is the person of stature, strength, and also there will be an extraordinary sign that will show that this is a great person, this is a great ruler, if you follow that. So here they had a king, and now the story comes about that how this ruler, this king, Talut, how he proceeded with Ben Israel to have victory over their enemies. فَلَمَّا فَصَلَ تَالُوتُ بِالْجُنُودِ قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مُبْتَلِيكُمْ بِنَهَرٍ فَمَنْ شَرِبَ مِنْهُ فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي وَمَنْ لَمْ يَطْعَمْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي إِلَّا مَنْ اغْتَرَفَ غُرْفَةً بِيَدِهِ وَشَرِبُوا مِنْهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْهُمْ فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَهُ هُوَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ قَالُوا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا الْيَوْمَ بِجَالُوتَ وَجُنُودِهِ قال الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقوا الله كم من فئة قليلة غلبت فئة كثيرة بإذن الله والله مع الصابرين. When Talut set out with the forces, he said, Allah will test you at the stream. So whosoever drinks of it, he shall not be with me. And who will not taste it will be with me. Say one who scoops out a handful. But they drank from it, except a few among them. So when he crossed it, he and those who believed with him, they said, we have no power today against Jalut and his forces. But those who considered that they would meet Allah said, how many if small forces vanquished a big force? By the will of Allah. Allah is with those who are patient. So Talut, he took the people and to fight the army of Jalut. And Jalut is the person from the group that were there from among the Philistine. He was a very powerful commander. He is known as Goliath. So Talut, that is Saul, he took the people to fight Goliath, and they had to cross a river. They have to cross a river, and the king Talut said to them that you will be tested. So you your discipline will be tested. Your obedience will be tested. So you will be tested that you will be going, passing by a river. And do not stop and drink water from that river. Anyone who will stop and drink water from that river is not belong to me. He is not in this army. And he is not going to really stand and defend and face the enemy. But those who are not going to take water from this river, they will belong to me. So man shareva minhu palaisa minni, those who drink from this river, they are not of mine. They don't belong to this army. But those who will not drink, they are the one. So this is the one of the tests for you, that you will pass by a river. And so don't stop there and sit down and relax, but rather you have to move. Except anyone who takes a scoop, a handful scoop, and take it. That means you can take a sip of water by your own hand, not even using a utensil, not using a cup or glass or anything, but rather by your hand take a scoop of water and drink that. إِلَّا مَنْ يَغْتَرَفَ غُرْفَةً بِهِ. This is a small amount, you can take it, but do not take, relax and sit down and start drinking the water from that nahar, from that river. Apparently the river was nice river, fresh water, good water, so they could not resist that. فَشَرِبُوا مِنْ. So most of them, they started drinking that water and they drank full, so they're full. فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْهُمْ. So they drank from that water except a small group among them. So when they crossed over, فَلَمَّ جَاوَزُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ. So all this group of people, they with their ruler, with their king, Talut, they moved. And they moved. Then what happened? قَالُوا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا الْيَوْمَ بِجَالُوتَ وَجُنُودِهِ. They lost the strength, because they were not the people of discipline. They lost their discipline, so they lost their strength. Say, we have no power. We have no way to overcome, to confront Jalut, Goliath. Goliath is very strong. Army is very powerful. And we are nothing. So say, لَا تَعْقَةَ لَنَا الْيَوْمَ جَلُوتَ وَجَلُوتَ. We have no power to face Goliath and his forces. But then there was a small group among them who said, "Kam min fiyatin qalilatin ghalabat fiyatan kathiratan bi'idhnillah." Don't worry. Sometimes a small group of people can rout, can defeat a large number of people if Allah is with them, if the permission of Allah is there, if they are strong, if they are together, if they are organized, they can do that. كم من فئة قليلة غلبت فئة بإذن الله فئة كثيرة بإذن الله. How often it happened in history? The history is a testimony for that. The battles are not won by the largeness, by the big armies. Battles are won by disciplined armies, by the organized people. If the people are organized, then they can overcome their enemies. كم من فئة قليلة غلبت فئة كثيرة بإذن الله. Allah SWT has mentioned that in the Quran, in other places as well. So this is the point, that you have to rely on Allah and you have to be together. Sometime a small number can overcome a large number. So with Allah as-sabirin, and Allah is with those who are patient, those who are steadfast, those who stand firm. Sabr means patience, sabr means steadfastness. Allahumma as-sabirin. So they reminded them and told them that this is very important. Be together, believe in Allah, be strong. And then the story continues. وَلَمَّا بَرَزُوا لِجَالُوتَ وَجُنُودِهِ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا أَفْرِقْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. فهزموهم بإذن الله وقتل داود جالوت وآتاه الله الملك والحكمة وعلمه مما يشاء ولولا دفع الله الناس بعضهم ببعض لفسدت الأرض ولكن الله ذو فضل على العالمين. تلك آيات الله نتلوها عليك بالحق وإنك لمن المرسلين. When they advance to face Jalut and his forces, they prayed, "Our Lord, shower upon us patience. Make our steps firm and help us against the disbelieving people." So they defeated them by Allah's will. And Dawood killed Jalut. Allah gave him power and wisdom and taught him what he wills. And were it not for Allah's repelling some by means of others, the earth would be corrupted. But Allah is of bounty for the world. These are Allah's signs. We recite them to you in truth. Truly you are one of the messengers. So the armies of Jalut and Talut, Talut is the Saul and Jalut is Goliath. These armies confronted each other, they advanced. And at that time, the followers of Talut, these are Saul's people, that is from among the Bani Israel, they are the ones they prayed to Allah. And the beautiful prayer that is mentioned here is at the time of struggle, at the time of difficulty, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Lord, shower upon us patience. أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا. أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا could mean pour upon us patience, steadfastness. Make us very strong, steadfast, patient, that we do not lose heart. ثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا and make our feet firm, so that we don't run away from not able to face the enemy. رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا and help us against those who disbelieve. The disbelieving folk who are there, they are the one who are confronting us, they are the one who have been giving trouble to us. Now we have come to stand in front against them. So Lord, we need a lot of patience. We need a lot of steadfastness, strength. So give us patience. أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا lot of patience give us. And make us totally immersed in patience. وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا and make firm our feet. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Beautiful dua. رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ and give us patience, give us help us against those who disbelieve, those who are ungrateful to you. So by the permission of Allah, they routed them. فَهَزَمُوهُمْ they defeated them. They defeated the army of Goliath by the permission of Allah. And one of the soldiers of this army was Dawood alayhi salam. Dawood alayhi salam was one of the very prominent soldiers in this army. So qatala Dawood Jalut, and Dawood is the one who killed Goliath. So David killed Goliath. And the army of David was small, but they were able to stand up against this powerful Jalut, Goliath. And then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him kingdom, and Allah gave him wisdom, made him a prophet. So Dawood alayhi salam emerged out of that, and he became a very powerful, very mighty, one of the greatest kings, and a prophet of Allah at the same time. So Dawood alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him mulk and hikmah. وَعَلَّمَهُ مِمَّا يَشَاءُ and also taught him whatever he will. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him Atahu Allahul Mulk, and he had his vast kingdom. Kingdom of Dawood alayhi salam, a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a very wise man, a great man, and then also his son Sulaiman alayhi salam. Atahu Allahul Mulk wal Hikmah wa 'allamahu mimma yasha, and taught him from that which he will. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, walawla dafullahi nasa ba'dahum bi ba'd lafasadatil ard. This is the way how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defends some people by the other. And this is struggle, this is the way the life is. Sometimes tyrants, oppressors, unjust people come, but then another group emerges, and that have the power, they have the strength, they have the resolution, and then they defeat them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Surah Al-Hajj, وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضُهُمْ وَلَهُدِّيَ الصَّوَامِعُ وَبِيَعُ وَمَسَاجِدُ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not defend one group of people by the others, the monasteries, the churches, the temples, they will, and the masajid, they will be all destroyed. That means the corruption will appear in the land. وَلَوْلَا رَفُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضٌ بِبَعْضٍ لَفَسَدَتِ الْأَرْضِ. So Allah SWT has this kind of balance in power, balancing power, polarity that is there. That it's not that for too long that one power becomes too powerful. But Allah SWT creates balance so that the group that are very powerful may not do injustice to others, may not oppress others. It happens because when people have absolute power, then absolute power corrupts absolutely. They become oppressive. They become the wrongdoers. So Allah emerges, Allah brings another group, another power emerges to create balance. وَلَوْلَا رَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ لَفَسَدَتِ الْأَرْضُ. This whole earth will become corrupt and spoiled. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى الْعَالَمِ. Allah has bounty. Allah is full of bounty for the world. So people are helped in this way. And in this struggle, there is something good comes out from that. And Allah, تِلْكَ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ نَتْلُوهَا عَلَيْكَ بِالْحَقِّ. And so these ayat are mentioned, these stories are mentioned. And of course, this story you have in the book of Samuel in great detail. The Quran has took a very important episode from that. And this episode is very important. The episode that how people can succeed, how people can overcome, and how they can remove the oppression and injustice. تِلْكَ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ نَتْلُوهَا عَلَيْكَ بِالْحَقِّ. These are the signs of Allah. These are the verses of Allah. Ayat means sign, and ayat means the divine message. تِلْكَ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ نَتْلُوهَا عَلَيْكَ بِالْحَقِّ. That we recite to you in truth. Rasulullah s.a.w. was reciting this, and Allah is the one who taught him this. Allah is the one who gave him this message and make him this understanding of the past. Although he himself did not go through any schooling, any learning, any books, anything, but Allah's message came to him and Allah taught him from the previous history. تِلْكَ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ نَتْلُوهَا عَلَيْكَ بِالْحَقِّ وَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And indeed you are among the messengers. So if somebody has a doubt, he should know that from where this message came and who is the governor who gave him this message, because he is the messenger of Allah. So Prophet Muhammad is the one who brought this message for the humanity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Indeed, you are from among the messengers. Many messengers of Allah, great messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is from among them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ وَرَفَعَ بَعْضَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٍ وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا اقْتَتَلَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتُ وَلَكِنِ اخْتَلَفُوا فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ آمَنَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَفَرَ وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا اقْتَتَلُوا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. Those are the messengers. We have favored some over the other. Among them are those to whom Allah spoke, and some he raised up in ranks, and we gave Isa, the son of Maryam, clear signs, and we strengthened him with the Holy Spirit. Had Allah so willed, those who came after them would not have fought among themselves after clear signs had come to them. But they differed among themselves. They differed. Among them were those who believed and those who disbelieved. Had Allah so willed, they would not have fought one another. But Allah does what He wills. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is emphasizing that these are the messengers, these are the great messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many messengers of Allah, and all messengers chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, great people, pious people, righteous people, but some of them had a bigger mission than others. Some of them had miracles that were given to them. So فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. Some of them preferred over the others. Not in the sense that we put down anybody. No, we should not put down anyone. We believe in all of them. لَا نُفَرَّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. We do not discriminate between the messengers of Allah. So, but we recognize that some of the prophets were great prophets because of their mission, because of the miracle that they were given. So Allah says, Allah spoke to some of them. مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ. And that is Musa alayhi salam. Allah spoke to him directly. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا وَرَفَعَ بَعْضَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٍ. And some of them Allah raised in very high ranks, just like last prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah gave him highest rank. وَرَفَعَ بَعْضَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٍ. And then Jesus, peace be the son of Mary, peace and blessing be upon him, Allah gave him clear signs, miracles, and he was supported by the Holy Spirit, that is Jibreel alayhi salam. According to we do not consider Ruhul Qudus as God, na'udhu billah. There is no Trinity in Islam. So Ruhul Qudus is the name of Jibreel alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam to support him, to strengthen him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but then after that, these messengers, these prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some of their followers, they started fighting each other, even though they had clear signs. The followers of the prophets should be the people who follow them and be together, united. If Allah would have forced them, they would not have done that, because of course nobody can do anything against the will of Allah. If Allah willed, they would not have fought. But they differed among themselves. Some believed, some disbelieved. Some followed the path and some did not follow the path. Allah wanted, if Allah wanted, they would not have fought themselves. But وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. Allah does whatever He wills. That's the way the life is, that's the way the history is, and that is all by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the test. The life is the test. You have to go through the test. Allah does not force people to follow one way or the other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the chance to believe or not to believe, but He's going to judge them in the end. In the day of resurrection, He will judge people, those who follow the right path and those who do not follow the right path. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we follow the message and keep us on the right path and help us to understand the truth as truth and follow it, and help us to understand the falsehood as falsehood and turn away from it. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. I don't see any questions at this time, so just want to share some reminders. We will continue with our hadith and tafsir classes at the same timings next Sunday. Now, this coming Friday marks the beginning of the new Islamic year of 1442. Dr. Siddiqui will be speaking on the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the backdrop, the circumstances that led to that historic journey. And then of course, a new beginning with hope and optimism in Medina. So that's on Friday, August 21st at 8 p.m. And as always, follow ISOC on Instagram, Facebook or Twitter, or check the weekly newsletter for all program details and updates and the link to Friday's program. Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. May we join you for a closing dua?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم احفظنا واحفظ أولادنا اللهم احفظنا واحفظ أولاد أولادنا اللهم احفظنا جميعا من كل بلاء ومن كل داء ومن كل ومن كل وباء يا رب العالمين رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والدرجات العلى وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد واله واصحابه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين